It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, joined by members of Know today. Bradley and Sean, how are you? Welcome.
Really good, thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Doing well.
Thanks for coming out. You're going to be getting ready to go out and support, as well as play around town, for the new album El Prado, which we're glad to have and be playing here on KCSN. It's a great record. Let's go back a couple of years. I guess 2010 is when you first formed?
Yeah. Sean and I met through a friend, and we were both at a point where we wanted to make music, and we decided we'd write for a year first, and so we just kind of just wrote for a year, and then I think it was also because we were too broke to afford to have any people join our band. Like, we couldn't afford to pay anyone, so we figured that once we hear some songs, we'll see if anyone wants to join us, you know? And so we did that, and then organically and just through some friends, everyone's kind of joined us, and we're still the same six guys now. So it was a journey for both Sean and I, but it kind of became everyone's journey by the end of the record. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and speaking of that, my understanding was at that point in time, the two of you were like in one of those, shall we say, introspective phases of life, I guess might be one way of saying it.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming out of, you know, relationships, wondering, you know, where the road was going to take you.
There were definitely a lot of questions for both of us at the time, and just kind of figuring stuff out.
There's even more questions now.
Yeah.
But I think we're a little bit happier, maybe. I don't know. It was a weird season, and I'm glad that I met Sean, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had nothing in my calendar coming up, and I was just super depressed. And somehow we created this thing to kind of keep us both doing something. And and now we have a band, and we're glad to be here. So thanks for having us here.
There was a quote that is in your bio which speaks to that, which I found fascinating. It said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing, so many people are more concerned where we'll go when we die rather than where we should go when we're alive. And it would seem now you may have been in that bleak period, and now that No is becoming and growing, you are more concerned with what's going to happen and what are we going to do moving forward with this band and life in general, I guess. Yeah, is that fair to assess?
I think that quote, I guess, would probably represent like a place that we got to after we started recording and sort of digging into these songs and digging into ourselves and kind of coming out of that with a little bit of self-realization.
And for me personally, I mean, Sean is dealing his own stuff. And for me, I had my own stuff. And I think I grew up extremely religious and, you know, had a huge emphasis on how things should be and what was the focus of life. And I literally had to walk away from everything and start again. And I think that was I realized I wasn't being present in my life, and I don't even know what I was doing. I was lost. And I think through this whole album, we've kind of been trying to find whatever that is. That, I mean, if each of us has been different, you know, it's like we've all had our own things we've been trying to figure out. But for me, that's been one of the things I've been.
But in the moment, you know, it seems like you started to realize that there is only now, and let's enjoy this moment and let's make the most of it.
And obviously, like, you know, meeting someone like Sean, you didn't plan that. It just kind of comes around, and you be present with that. And what comes from that is something else. And I think it's just trying to pay attention to what's in front of you right now and not looking at maybe where you want to be one day, but, you know, maybe trying to be in this day. You know?
We were talking about this yesterday, like being able to realize when you're in the right place
now, and recognize that. There is a question, though. That I think somewhat, you know, aligns with not just that broader life philosophy, but a question that I would have for a band like yourself. You know, in 2010, you get together, you take that organic approach to discovering, you know, your rapport in songwriting. You find kindred spirits in the rest of the band. You first put out, you know, the first record, Don't Worry, You'll Be Here Forever, and you start working. And I'd like to get your perspective of when you go into the ultra-competitive Los Angeles scene, Do you think about that, or how did you approach that, or do you just say we're going to do who we are and we're going to try to establish? Or, you know, how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the same way that we approached music and sort of letting it build organically, and how we met the other members of the band, and I think we put Stay With Me out and sort of just put it out there and wanted to see what it would do on its own, and then started playing shows, and it just sort of happened. Like, we've never really sought anyone out. We've sort of just let things come to us and figured out what was the next best move.
And I think, too, when you're doing something that you believe in, somehow, and I don't know how to explain this, but the right people sort of just keep coming along. And sometimes someone just comes along and it's only for a season, and that's fine. I think I'm just trying to learn that that's okay. So we've had people already in the last few years that have come in and gone out, but have helped us so much, and they've got off doing their own thing now. And I think it's just recognizing those moments along the way. And yeah, but for us, I don't think it's been a competitive thing, because in our neighborhood, like, everyone on my street almost is in the band, and we're all like at each other's barbecues every night, or at parties, or drinking, whatever it is. El Prado is actually a bar in Echo Park that we drink at a lot. And you know, it's I think everyone, when someone else, like when we see one of our friends' bands do something really good, we're so happy for them, and we kind of like, it makes us want to work harder. I think not so much a competitive way, Lee, but just like it lifts that bar a bit higher. And I think that's a healthy thing to have around, like, a community. Yeah, you know,
that's a creative inspiration.
So,
rather
so Echo Park's been like wonderful for that. And Origami is like where Sean works. That's who put out Don't Worry, You'll Be Here Forever. And that's kind of the hub of the neighborhood in a weird sort of way, because it's the record store, and everyone kind of walks through on their way home and checks out what's coming out and who's playing. And I love that about the neighborhood. It's been, for me, when I first moved in, and maybe like just over 4 years ago, it's just kind of, between that, the Echo, El Prado, it just kind of grows out from there. And for whatever reason, we're there right now in this time, and it's great.
It is a musical community, and it's one that we certainly recognize and support actively on 88.5 KCSN. In a moment, we're going to talk about getting outside the comfort zone of the community and national tours and upcoming shows, and we'll do that on 88.5 KCSN.
I know you're out there, I know you're fine, I know you probably think about this all the time. Together, we fall apart. We make some noise inside a room and call it off. Don't worry if it's a cold night, 'cause we all got in flames. We fall heavy, but we're so light. So leave the door open. So like a rocket, above the road, we stream the face up to the level of you. I'm coming over to find your smile, but you've already walked the road for a while. As the orchestra comes in,
and now she's tearing out her mind. You watch her do this every time. Some noise inside a room and call it out. I don't worry if it's a cold night, 'cause we all go up before everywhere was so light. So leave the cold world and fall apart. I'm only human, I'm full of mistakes. I know you're looking out your window. Think you'll be happier in some other place. Well, that's alright, alright. You know that dreaming is a horrible waste when you got everything beside. Please don't let worry put those lines on your face. You'll be alright, 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 alright. I've got this feeling you'll always be dreaming, but where will you go? Stay with me. Wasn't there a place for me inside your heart? Stay with me. We were never meant to be apart. These constellations are not so hard to trace. They always know just where to find. You stay out waiting till they light up your face. You wait all night, all night, all night, all night. Take yourself easy. You're always believing, but when will you know? Stay. There are
88.5 KCSN. We're here live in session with Noe. Bradley and Sean are speaking for the band, as they are the original collaborators who formed the band. We're excited. You're going to be playing at the Troubadour, and a lot of people will get to hear, you know, songs from El Prado, Fully Realized, on March 8th, I believe that is Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then you're going to join KCSN at South by Southwest, and you're going to play our Radio Day stage on Thursday, March 13th. And we're stoked about having you. We spoke earlier. We really do like to bring bands that we feel are on the cusp and represent Los Angeles at South by. There can't be, you were talking about competition moments ago, there can't be a more competitive atmosphere than South by Southwest, because at any moment in any square inch of Austin, there's a band playing, and it gets pretty crazy. How do you guys approach situations like that, where you know you're going into a maelstrom of activity? Do you just kind of center into yourselves and, again, stay in the moment? Or are you aware of, boy, there's a lot of bands out there? Does it become more acute in that kind of setting?
I think the best attitude to take to South by is you just got to tempt fate. And, like, if you go there worried about what's going to happen, I don't think you'll have a good time. But we honestly go there before the barbecue. and we go out to, what's it called?
Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
But, yeah, like, I think, like, if you go to South by, like, you might have five people in the room watching you because it's this tiny day show. And one of those people might be that next person that comes into your life for a season or something, you know? And I think that you just got to go and have fun. And if something comes from it, that's great. And, you know, that's kind of how we've done it before. And it's always been a really good time. We get so tired, though, from it drains you a lot. Like, how many shows did we play one year? Like 9 or 10?
We did 9 last
And it was
year.
Just like, whoa, I got to the end and I literally just, I couldn't stay awake any longer.
Plus your feet hurt. It's a lot of walking around.
And there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think, you know, the people that are meant to find you, and, you know, it's, I don't know, you just got to do, well, if you get a chance to play, have fun. And I think that's really what we do, and if we get to connect with some people on that moment, that's great.
Well, we're going to do our best to make sure that we get more than five people out to see you, you know, starting today, officially, I guess. We start to promote the South by Southwest experience and the fact that you're going to join our roster of bands. And we're also going to promote the Troubadour moving forward. And we're also going to continue to support the new record, El Prado.
Thank you.
And we really do appreciate you coming by, and we want you to know that you can consider us your friends, because that's what KCSN's all about. We're here to help and do whatever we can for deserving local musicians, and No certainly is reigning supreme. In the moment, as you speak, we are in the No season.
That's right.
At 88.5 KCSN. So thanks for coming out today, and we look forward to seeing you both at the Troubadour and next hooking up in Austin together, where I promise I'll bring some gel insoles for everybody's respective shoes, because I know the feet start to hurt.
That's perfect. Yeah. Thanks for playing us, too. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all good here at 88.5 KCSN.